AJB's podcast, 8 May 2006, No UFOs. A recent report released in the UK has concluded that UFOs are not visitors from other planets. The report was done in extreme secrecy by the UK Department of Defence and was only released to an academic recently as a result of a request under the Official Information Act. Comments on the report included surprise at how open-minded it was, so only extreme conspiracy theorists would suggest it was a cover-up or biased in a significant way. This confirms my thoughts on UFOs. Under the wider meaning of the term, unidentified flying objects, they obviously exist, but just because an object is unidentified and flying doesn't mean it's a UFO under the narrower meaning, alien visitors from other planets. There are several types of encounters with UFOs, using the loosest meaning of the term. They range from actual contact with aliens to unusual sightings of objects in the sky. There are many types of phenomena which most people are unaware of, and even what many people who would think of as experienced observers, for example airline pilots, can be fooled by. When these are investigated, there are always sensible alternative explanations. I'm not saying these explanations have to be true. UFO could be a real alien visitor, but Occam's razor tells us to accept the simplest and least controversial explanation. That's just common sense. But what about the actual physical evidence? The crashed spacecraft at Roswell, abductions by aliens, the list goes on. Again, when investigated, these turn out to be slightly less convincing than the UFO enthusiast would have us believe. For example, there is no doubt that the Roswell incident was caused by a crashed US balloon, yet the stories of aliens and advanced technology persist. If the UFO supporters aren't prepared to admit when they're wrong or to stop denying overwhelming evidence against their beliefs, they really just can't be taken seriously.